Willing to learn, very creative. Salute to all these new young computer science high school students who are trying to make it in the field. Hopefully they can become entrepreneurs. Hopefully they can come great professionals in the field of computer science and STEM in general. We're pushing STEM, especially in the black community, especially also in the brown community, the underrepresented communities. Don't miss out on this very lucrative career called computer science. Yeah? 412-499-5000. I want to say congratulations to those that actually came to the program and completed it. You have a bright future. It's Dr. Ridoli, where we can mix the arts and the sciences. Yeah? Don't ever be told that you have to do one thing. Some of us are just good and great at multiple things. Yeah? You can do it. Keep it up. Keep the fire burning. Tembo Sounds the Culture. Getting text messages about what was this summer program about. Listen, keep your eyes open, right? What I'm going to start doing on this show is letting people know in the Pittsburgh area, especially, right, in these areas of my interest, right? I'm very big at developing diversity in technology. It's what I do. It's what I'm doing currently. And I definitely want to let people know it, especially in the Pittsburgh area. Don't miss out. There's great organizations in Pittsburgh, great communities in Pittsburgh. Don't miss out on this STEM careers in Pittsburgh, yeah? 412-499-5000, Dr. Kenya Oscar Ridoli. Song is called Something, DJ Fudge and Bubble Muck. that time of the show. I want to say thank you to all our listeners who caught the show live. And again, if you did miss the show, hey, you can always go to my website, temposounds.com, and then just click on play. Yeah, there's a plethora of shows out there for you to jump on and to listen to. But don't go away. There's more DJs coming up after me. Keep it locked on WRCT 88.3 FM. And also on My Walking Radio. Hey. I've been your host. Thanks for letting me do this. Dr. Kenya, Oscar Ridoli. Yeah? Peace out. Be safe. Be cool.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, out there in radio land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio, WRCT.org on your web browser, within your web browser, by way of your web browser. Yeah, prepositions are hard. Anyway, it's basically 7 o'clock, which means it is basically time for the WRCT radio calendar. Here are some things that you can do in our fair city. One thing you can do, at least in the evenings, is go check out a free movie courtesy of the Dollar Bank Cinema in the Park series. It's at a whole bunch of different city parks in Pittsburgh. You can bring along a blanket or lawn chair and head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. So, Cinema in the Park is showing movies at a bunch of different parks 7 days a week. You can go to the website pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema for a list of all the screening locations and all the films. But I will tell you right now that Wednesday nights, films are showing at Schenley Park on Flagstaff Hill. That means tonight, if you go out to Flagstaff Hill at dusk, you can go watch Monster Hunter. On Fridays, movies are being shown at Arsenal Park. On Saturdays, movies are being shown at Grandview Park and Riverview Park. On Sundays, they're at Schenley Plaza in Oakland. On Mondays, they're showing movies at McBride Park and Chartier's Playground and at Highland Park. And at Tuesdays, you can go to the West End Overlook and watch yourself a movie. Again, all that information is at pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. So, you can check out the Carnegie Museum of Arts Inside Out series, which is happening Thursdays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Carnegie. Hello, talking hard. It's all happening at the Carnegie Museum of Art at 4400 Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Inside Out celebrates Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscapes with performances, summer jams, art activities, food, and drink. Inside Out extends the museum experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Enjoy live performances, DJs, art making, food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and more. Talking good. What else? Saturday, September 18th, you can head out to Idlewild Park for the 62nd Ligonier Highland Games. The Highland Games are a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You'll see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. There's fun for the whole family. Gates open at 8 a.m. More information, including a schedule of events and ticket information, is available at the game's website at ligonierhighlandgames.org. weekend. If you're more in an Irish state of mind, the Pittsburgh Irish Festival is happening September 10th through the 12th at the Lots at Sandcastle. Guests at this year's celebration will see their favorite Irish international, national, and local acts in person at the 30th annual Celtic Celebration. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and more on four stages for non-stop Irish fun and Irish enjoyment. The Irish schedule, Irish band bios, photos, and ticketing links can all be found at pghirishfest.org. And finally, you can stop by the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for the Pittsburgh Banjo Club regular rehearsal. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, lip crash. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. As far as I know, you still need to call ahead of time to reserve your spot. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Moving along to the concert calendar. Tonight, you can go out to Stage AE to catch Modest Mouse. Apparently that starts at 6, so you're already late. The Movement is playing at the Vinosky Winery, along with K-Bong and Johnny Cosmic. The Balcony Big Band will be at Jurgles. The Carver Commodore and Royce will be at the Craft House. And the Red Elvises will be at the Hard Rock Cafe, along with the Bohog Brothers and the Nerd Herders. On Friday, you can go out to the South Park Amphitheater to catch Spyro Gyra. You can go to the Thunderbird for Chloe Wiesk. Sorry, Chloe, I don't know how to say your last name, but she's having her farewell show at the Thunderbird. Look, these don't come. We don't get pronunciation guides, so you should know that I cannot talk good. Let's see, at 6 p.m. you can go out to Spring Hill Brewing for In Bed by Ten's Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer. And you can head over to the Government Center at their new location, which I don't remember what it is, but it's new, for the Go-To-Beds, Rave Ami, and Brunda, who are all playing there at that place, at the new location, wherever it is. Yeah, we just like to tell you little bits of information so that you can then utilize your Googling skills and feel enabled. On Saturday, same, we'll be at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, along with Richard Perker and Gadge. And Big Phil and friends will be at the Thunderbird for Union Edition. On Sunday, the letter Black will be at the Smiling Moose, and the Pittsburgh Ballet will be at the Hartwood Acres Amphitheater. If you, your band, oh, I should tell you that Deicide will be at the Craft House next Tuesday, along with Cataclysm, Internal Bleeding, Begat the Nephilim, and Everyone Hates Everything. So, like I was saying, if you, your social pep society, your musical endeavor, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar and have me mess up the pronunciation of all your names, send us the information at least 2 weeks in advance, radio-calendar@wrct.org. I promise I will do my best. To say it right, I mean. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that your eyes are the windows to your health, and according to Daughters, the hands are the eyelids to the soul. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT, where lots of us wear glasses. It's kind of an anticlimactic end to that. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that Democracy Now! Airs on this here radio station. Democracy Now! Is a national daily independent award-winning news program that hosts real debates. Debates between people who sometimes substantially disagree. It airs Monday through Friday from 8 until 9 a.m. in all the places where you hear us normally. So you can continue to hear us normally. Let's see. What else can I get out of the way? I can tell you that, as usual, a playlist for this show is available at our website at wrct.org. So that way you can pronounce Lucy Vitkova and James Ilgenfritz's names yourself while you listen to the last bit of this song of theirs.
left is mirroring that which it wants to defeat and criticize in its form of organization. What we should really do on the left is smash the mirror. Imagine things are not just simply like neoliberalism with a left tilt. We have to think about something which is kind of, you know, radically, radically different. And this is a moment when I think some of that imagination can occur.
That's David Harvey, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features David Harvey. Smash the Mirror, Imagining a Different System. The global health and economic crises are points of opportunity. Arundhati Roy, the great Indian intellectual and writer, says, "Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty kneel and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. And in the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine their world anew. This one is no different. It is a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, our dead rivers and smoky skies behind us. Or we can walk through lightly, with little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it." The words of Arundhati Roy. Our guest today is David Harvey. He's a distinguished professor of anthropology and geography at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. He's the author of many books, including The Anti-Capitalist Chronicles. This webinar, organized by Haymarket Books, was recorded in mid-November. The moderator was Umba Akbar, law professor at The Ohio State University. And now, David Harvey.
I think it's very important to try to separate out what was there already and what the virus has done. I mean, there are certain specific things, obviously, that come from the impact of the virus. And it may be that the virus has done us a favor in the sense that it stripped bare a lot of the bankruptcy of the neoliberal kind of governmental project, which is essentially to take the government out of the support of the population, to privatize social welfare through the NGOs and all the rest of it, and essentially to not prepare to protect the whole population. That project has been going on for a very long time. It is not about getting government out of the economy. In fact, the government in many ways is back into, always has been back into the economy in big ways, in cahoots usually with big capital. One of the symbolic sides of that is that nearly always the Secretary of the Treasury in the United States has come from Goldman Sachs, and that's been the case since the 1990s. And in a sense, the whole kind of economy has been managed in public-private partnerships, which is the general strategy of which is that the private takes the profit and the public bears the risk. But now the bankruptcy of that, I think, is being revealed pretty much everywhere through the impact of the virus, and something has to be done, clearly, in terms of restructuring the positionality of the state in relationship to the economy. The ruling class, I think they see this as a point where probably they have to, for a variety of reasons, launch into a strategy of reform. And actually, in U.S. history, and if we just confine ourselves to the United States, there have been these quite dramatic reform periods, like the New Deal, like the Progressive Era, like the sort of 1960s. And I think that people see, for two reasons, that they need to